So and that's just something that they're looking at. So I think anytime you can frame your priorities in that standpoint, it's really going to help you out.
So are you saying that they're weighing economic development higher than safety, probably? Like intersections are here to be safety?
You talk about a lot about safety. I mean, I think anytime you can bring up a point about safety, it's going to help you. But the emphasis of the program is overall economic development and sustainability.
Are our engineers hearing that?
Yes, we are. And one of the things I'd like to bring up is that there's a pot out there of $75 million for planning. And you may want to consider that for some of these projects, get them in the planning process so that hopefully sometime in the next 18 months to 24 months when a new transportation bill comes out, that you would have a project ready to go to. So there's $75 million out there. 35 of it is for infrastructures. 40 of it is through HUD. It allows you to do some other things with that. I kind of look at maybe a corridor-wise plan. It would really help you look at, if you wanted to look at 76 and Branson, the foresight, it would allow you to look at that whole corridor and analyze that too. We would pick up the T, the Lakeshore Drives, and other things along that corridor.
And that grant program, you don't just have to look at transportation. You can look at how you want to zone along there, what kind of economic development you want along that corridor, how you would promote water quality, preserve water quality. I mean, everything can be covered in that because the $40 million is from HUD, and they're interested, HUD and USDOT, they're going to take that grant and they're going to say, okay, well, this is about, you know, 50% transportation, 50% of stuff, we'll give them half and half, or they're just going to treat it as one pot of money, but they're going to look at all types of issues with it. And that's one of the things they want to look at, too, is that you're not just focusing on transportation, but you're taking a comprehensive look at all the issues on a corridor beyond transportation.
So it gives you an option there for those things if you really want to look at those. And I think you've got quite a few corridors that, you know, maybe an opportunity to look at some of these and say, hey, this is what we really need to be ready for the next step when it does come, because there will be other steps. And by getting that, having that ready to go, you're one step closer to getting something.
So I'm already seeing draft legislation referring to Tiger 3.
So this is a good opportunity to one of those that may be that's not your top choice, but some of those borders that you really want to focus on and say, hey, we want to have that ready. So when something does come down, that you've got that opportunity. They're a lot easier to fill and not as going to be as probably as competitive as what you see with the Tiger shooting.
We discussed that during our first meeting on the overall plan. Frank, I think we should,
Thank you. Vice Chairman Roberts, the mayor's got an angry mob coming in, wants me over there for a meeting, so I gotta run.
So if I understood you correct, Frank, to me a comprehensive or a master plan is exactly that, and it talks about you know, where sewer's going in the future, intermodal transportation, talks about a lot of different economic development. But were you saying, or did I understand you incorrectly, for what, your name again, sir?
Tom Wright.
Tom. In this grant that's available, is that just for economic development and transportation issues, or is it truly a comprehensive or master plan?
It's a comprehensive master plan. Because HUD's dealing with just that's what they deal with, is more the comprehensive planning side of things. So they have this partnership with the USDOT to provide Tiger planning funds to do planning work that encompasses both. And so it may be a transportation plan that has a comprehensive interest on the side. So you're looking at a corridor, you're looking at all aspects of the corridor, for example. But it may be more of a comprehensive plan side that won't have any transportation specific dollars, and it'll just be a general plan of some sort.
Let me read right out of the Code of Federal Register on that. What it says is that HUD is authorized to use $40 million for community challenge planning grants to foster reform and reduce barriers to achieve affordable, economically vital, and sustainable communities. So that doesn't, I mean, transportation is a part of that, but there's a lot more that it encompasses than just transportation.
No matter what we do here, recommend the commission, if we don't have an overall plan, at some point in time, we'll have a problem. So we need to address that. I had one other question for you. From the state of Missouri standpoint, on the expansion of the high road. Where are you at on that?
One of the high priorities that we had was addressing traffic flow between Branson West and Branson, and that extension of the high road to 376 would be one way to sort of find another route or the piece from the high road, existing high road, to Branson, taking the traffic on from there. Beyond that, we really haven't looked at anything as it being advised me or anything like that. We have the right of way, but that's all we have at this point. And then with that piece from the existing end of the high road into 376, probably the next priority would be something on that corridor further to the west. Like, I think there's a Stone County's looking at a piece to reroute just west of the high road, the Indian Point intersection, and the piece to run into the west. So this kind of really
intersection.
Yeah, we'll get that intersection too.
But so, the state has no plans now on expansion on or widening of 160 or 76 East, right? Is that correct?
We're working with Forsyth. They've hired an engineer to look at the piece through the city of Forsyth. And we've done one small piece of that at Poy Boulevard. We've talked to them about Cedar Street and 160, but at this point, the city's that probably can end up being more expensive.
Why
highways come up as well. So we're looking at little pieces of that.
See, I visualize at some point in time the high road extending right through F, come around and around East 76. We got a real traffic problem. Our workforce in the city of Branson coming in from the Forsyth area, yeah. And that needs to be addressed. Right?
Well, I think the idea when we talked about me changing the intersection there at 160, it's part of the thinking where we're starting to realize that maybe the quarter that we've known as 160 is not functionally what the quarter really is. It's really 160F.
Right.
So we're starting to get that.
Okay.
I guess we, in the discussions of the prioritization meetings, it was pretty obvious to me on some of these things, like this extension of the high road, we needed Stone County's support on some of these other projects, and they were winding up functionally getting nothing out of this prioritization. So that little section between the end of the high road and 265, that big S-curve and all that, that backs up on a daily basis. It's kind of the F-highway thing of Stone County. And so they said, look, we'll vote for some of your stuff here if you'll help us get this straightened out. Silver Dollar City owned that adjacent property. They said, we'll give you the right of way to straighten that S curve out if you guys will make some headway on getting it into the priorities of the road. And so that was kind of a trade on the F highway business. Now the other thing was, and I think Representative Wallace worked on this pretty hard, but he was asking for a comprehensive, the whole thing. And there just was no, when that got, the dollars got so big that everybody just disregarded the whole thing. Or if we go to these intersections and do an intersection and these critical things, we get the thing, connect the dots, it's so much easier. And so these kinds of situations, I'm just a big proponent in the thing that we do, the $1 million bites instead of the $34 million bites. And then on a couple of these things, we just had to trade to get enough votes to get some of these other things into the priorities. So that was kind of how that all evolved at the time. That was last spring, I guess.
Yeah.
And that was our overall plan, though, and kind of spoke into this outer wheel, if you will, was kind of my vision. But we have to get started somewhere. State Arkansas is doing the connecting dot that mm-hmm. you're talking about right now. They're doing a good job with it.
Yes, they are.
Well, we've had really good luck with that here. I mean, if you actually look at what Tane County has leveraged for federal and state money, we've far outpaced a lot of our contemporaries in rural counties. So I'm thinking that connect the dots logic has helped us quite a bit, and I think that F-Highway 160 and then these pieces to 76, eventually when you get the Seven Falls Hill is all that's left. I mean, the bridge section has got storage lanes, the T-Highway intersections improve, and there's just a piece in there. I think we can approach that a little easier. But I also believe it's going to be realistic. We're going to have to come up with some money, too. This isn't just going to be us with our handout. The example I hold with us with our handout was Highway 13. When we started in Highway 65 improvements, Highway 13 was ahead of us on the matrix, but Stone County just steadfastly refused to come up with any partnering. And now Stone County, and 13 still not done, and 65's four lane from 44 to the Arkansas border. So, and that was Buffalo to the Arkansas border. And that was a relatively small amount of local match to the hundreds of millions of dollars of improvements that were leveraged with that. And I think we can do the same thing with 76, 160, F, and all that. We just have to get these little bites to make it doable.
We get our money, the Missouri Highways Commission adopted a funding distribution formula to the different MoDOT districts, and they have pots of funding within that. And what they do is they fund what we call take care of the system first, and those are funds to take care of bridges and keep payments smooth. The revenue has declined to the point that once they fund that, we essentially don't have anything left for capacity improvements. We have a little bit for safety improvements. That equates to about $1 million a year. Maybe 800,000, which we'll deal with an intersection improvement, a couple turnings or something like that. And that leaves our statewide cost share program, which is $30 million a year, left as the only mechanism to do any kind of large-scale regional improvement that's looking specifically at capacity or economic development. And that funding has been used up through 2014. And there's another round of applications going in that's probably going to use up all the 2015 money. So the money for the, it's getting competitive on that cost share program too. So unless we have something special come along like a Tiger or another stimulus bill or something like that, we're sort of stuck in what we can do right now. We're getting able to slow down and pass the improvements.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be planning, because if something happens with funding, it's important to have something together. And that's why Tanny Cumberland Bridge got funded with stimulus money, because when the money came down, there were certain, it's almost like a puzzle piece, and that bridge fit right where we needed it to fill in the puzzle piece. So the county had, and Branson Hollister had applied for cost share money, so it was moving forward, and design was happening on it, so it was fitting the time frame we needed to. So it makes you available for the opportunity arises.
Do we need to make a motion for Frank or recommend permission to pursue the planning?
I would entertain that.
I'll make that motion to pursue that.
That we recommend to the commission that they seek this $75 million.
Right.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded that we recommend that the commission seek that $75 million. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say aye.
Was there a part in here for discussion?
No.
Okay, guess I missed that part. Okay. The only discussion I got is, I mean, I really support the comprehensive plan idea. And if we do this, are we just asking for transportation planning money, or are we asking the county to go forward with a corridor, a look at the corridor comprehensively?
I think the overall... that's the way I understood it, that money was available for that overall
Correct.
Comprehensive plan.
That's the way I understood it.
That's the way I understood it.
So I'd like that motion to reflect that this is not just a request for transportation planning money.
It's a true comprehensive plan.
It's a comprehensive look at these
questions. I didn't think that it was any other way, but
I didn't
okay,
either.
Well, as long as that's clear, because
everybody else
there'll be some quarters that,
if that
they'll see it. that's...
Yeah. If that needs to be included in that motion, I'll so move that. But I, that's the way I understand it, Rick.
Does the commission understand?
Wouldn't hurt to have something in the motion. At
overall comprehensive plan.
So that somebody then, I think what Rick's saying, doesn't get messed up.
Transportation is a key.
It's a tab in this plan, but there's other tabs, this economic development, infrastructure, all this other stuff.
So what we're really asking for, I guess right now, is for clarification that this is a true master plan, comprehensive plan that looks at a traditional...
That's what we're requesting the commission to go forward and attract the money for.
I revise my motion to reflect that, if that needs to be the case,
all right.
The overall transportation plan.
Is there a second to that one?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded that we recommend to the commission that they look at this $75 million as a comprehensive plan for the county. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I think that needs to be done without in haste.
Yes.
soon as possible.
Those opposed, same side.